RTE has given the government the details of what are described as 8 irregular payments. According to a report in the Irish Independent, the payments were mainly related to pensions and were for sums between 10 and 30,000 euro. We have another update from RTE this lunchtime. Our business correspondent Fergal O'Brien has been finding out more. Fergal, before you bring us that update, for people who haven't been following this, what's the background to it?
Well, Rachel, the details of these payments were highlighted in a report which was submitted to the Minister for Media, Patrick O'Donovan, by RTE. It was compiled by the broadcaster's Chief Financial Officer, Mary Hurley, following a review internally. Now, the information that was contained in this review was first reported in today's Irish Independent. As you say, it said that the payments ranged between 10 and 30,000 euro and mainly related to pensions. Now, the Irish Independent reported that the issues have been flagged with the Audit and Risk Committee of the RTE board, and the chair of the board, it reported, has been asked for a written report on all of the issues identified. Now, in a statement earlier today, this morning, RTE said the financial matters referred to are past issues and are for the most part years or decades old. And in a statement, a spokesperson said this morning that the issues were identified and addressed by RTE and were then brought to the attention of the department.
Now, in the past little while, RTE has released a second statement. What does this one say?
That's right, Rachel. An update a short time ago from RTE said that all these payments were previously provided for by RTE in the balance sheet as liabilities. It said 4 of the 8 payments referred to were agreed decades ago, and one of those relates to agreed payments to the widow of a former Director General of RTE following his death. And it said that following a review, RTE has now increased the balance sheet provision for these payments to ensure that they are fully provided for. It said the remaining 4 payments relate to former RTE staff members who took early retirement within the terms of the 2017 or 2021 voluntary exit programmes and are in receipt of income replacement payments until the age of 65 as part of these programmes. So effectively, the review found that RTE hadn't set aside enough money to cover these payments, but the balance sheet has now been updated to reflect that.
The Irish Independent this morning also made reference to a piece of land and to some artwork. What's known about those?
Yeah, that's right, Rachel. In the recent statement from RTE, there was a bit more information provided for what that related to. It said that regarding the art piece, RTE is currently seeking to establish ownership of the piece of art, which has been in RTE's possession, it said, for many years. And in relation to the land issue, it says a small section of land referred to in the report today was previously used by Aircom and is now in use by Air. It said its use is historic, having originally been used by the Department of Post and Telegraphs in the 1960s, when it was RTE's parent department. And RTE said the specifics relating to this small section of land, which is here on the RTE Donnybrook campus, are currently being reviewed as part of an overall master plan study of the site.
Fergal, thank you. Our correspondent, Fergal O'Brien.